Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
You might be as experienced as any college basketball player because you've played with some NBA guys now and had an NCAA tournament team last year. The losing streak this year and the losing streak when you were a freshman. You've kind of seen it all. Do you feel seasoned and
I definitely feel seasoned at this point. It's just really crazy to think back to, like, not even my freshman year, even before that, when I first got on campus, and I was kind of there for the Pac-12 season of the year before me, and just thinking that that's all been a part of the same experience at UW is just kind of like hard to wrap my head around sometimes. Like, feels so long ago at the same time it doesn't, but yeah, definitely it's kind of hard to put, like, wrap the whole experience into the same thing.
Hey, how old again were you when you first signed here, and what were the reasons that you picked this school? Because at the time you were looking at Pittsburgh, right? And
it's going a while back now. I think in my second last year of high school, which is year 12 in New Zealand, Jamie Dixon was, like, talking to me and stuff, and that was the first kind of, like, real face-to-face interaction I'd had with a college coach. And then, I wanted to finish high school, so I stayed that extra year. And then that was when Coach Roma reached out to Mark Dickle, which was my coach at the time in New Zealand, and yeah, just kind of went from there. And when Coach Rowe first got in touch, I was 17.
Okay. And had you been here before you signed, or did you come for a visit first?
No. I think it was kind of like a testament to how kind of new that whole process was to the people in my circle at the time. In terms, like, America was just such a foreign concept to me at the time. Like, I hadn't heard of Seattle, let alone University of Washington.
You had not heard of Seattle?
Nope, it was a new word to me. because Mark, my coach, he played at UNLV, so he was, like, more privy to the whole college scene and stuff as a player. So he heard, you know, Washington was interested, and he came up to me all excited for me, saying, University of Washington wants to talk to you. And I was like, who? Like, there's no clue. But, so I ended up talking to Coach Rowe, and me and him really connected at the time, and I just could really get a sense of how genuine of a person he was. And, you know, that was one thing that I had. I'd reached out to people, you know, that I could, who I figured would know more about the subject than I did, which wasn't hard, to be fair. But a lot of things they just said is, like, you know, at the end of the day, it is a business, but you will find people that are genuine and care about you as a person off the court just as much, if not more, than on the court. And I think that was something that I really wanted to find, and I feel like I had, you know, I made that connection with Coach Rowe. So that was a big part in me going with him.
So it was not a dream of, like, a young Sam Timmons at 10 years old to go to a university or anything like that?
No, at that time I wanted to be an All Black and play rugby.
I'm sorry. All Black.
Yeah. The basketball scene kind of happened later in life. I ended up just playing it with some of my mates, and it was fun, and I just kind of ended up falling in love with it and enjoying it more than rugby, and that was the path I went with later on. And then even after I chose basketball, I didn't realize America was even, like, a way you could go until my coach kind of told me about it, and I was like, oh yeah, let's do that. So it wasn't, I feel like, yeah, a lot of kids kind of grow up with that being their dream the whole way, when that wasn't really me. But at the same time, it was just as surreal of an experience to kind of get over here.
So when did you see Seattle for the first time, and what was kind of your first impressions of this place and the city?
I was kind of saying before, I had committed here before my visit,
yeah.
And even if I was still going to go here, it would have been nice to go get shown around four other cities for free. I would have taken that. But so when I got here, it was me and my dad in December 2015, and we were both just like wide-eyed the whole time looking around. I couldn't believe that this was a university facility, because you know university sports is barely even a thing in New Zealand, let alone the scale it is over here. And like going through all the facilities and all the staff and the academic staff and walking through campus, it was just like, and to come halfway across the world and then have 2 days to experience it and then go back, it was just, my mind was just whirring the whole time. And I feel like it was a very like overwhelming experience. It was exciting, obviously.
Now that you played Division I basketball here, can you see yourself playing professionally, internationally somewhere? Would you want to pursue that?
I still love the game of basketball just as much as I did when I first got here, and I want to keep playing it until I can't anymore, so I'll definitely be trying to do that.
Has your dad made any requests for Friday?
No, he hasn't yet, but he gets in tomorrow, so if he has any, I'm sure he won't hold back.
Did you ever think about leaving when Coach Romar decided, or was let go from Washington?
I didn't personally, because another big kind of thing that I wanted to come here for was, you know, historically both with Otago, the region that I played for at home, and the Otago Boys High School, the high school I played for when I got there, it was, you know, we were definitely like underdogs and probably, you know, not really considered as contenders for any sort of like genuine success. And, you know, I was able to be a part of a whole bunch of great players in both of those organisations that ended up, you know, winning national titles and stuff, and it was just, I feel like it's just, there isn't a better feeling than being a part of turning it around. So I think that aspect hadn't changed regardless of, you know, who the coach was. So I didn't ever really consider leaving.
Couple more guys.
You know, in these past 4 years, just a few highlights for you have been.
Definitely that one where Dad asked for a reverse and I managed to get there. I honestly myself can't remember where that came from. And then obviously winning last year was a great experience, especially with the guys that we all went through it in the freshman year, and then to have that experience was great. But then also just all the relationships I've been able to make with people from all parts of the world I wouldn't have been able to if I hadn't come here is probably more special than any of it, really.
How do you feel like you've changed the most from the time that you got here until now, senior?
Man, I was worried about that question.
I'm like,
I'm not going to cry. It's hard to, because I feel like there's just been so many positive influences, you know, basketball-wise, as a person, as, you know, being able to help other people, all that sort of things. I feel like to mention one would kind of be a discredit to any of the others, and I think that in itself is kind of a testament to how I feel about my growth over my time here. It's just, in all aspects, it's gotten better.
One more.
Do you have a degree yet?
Huh?
You got your degree yet?
No, but I'm only taking one class at the moment, and that's all I need to get it, so I'm making sure I get that locked down.
I've got kind of a related question to what you do. Jalen Noel has just gone back up to the NBA.
Yep.
He's been shuttling this year.
Yep.
Do you watch his progress, and did you have any input on what he decided last year?
You know, we had spoken to the family, talked to Jalen, and, you know, they decided to go, and I'm a big believer in making your dreams come true, and Pac-12 Player of the Year, and it was his dream, and so we were so proud of him and excited for him, and sometimes it's hard to make those decisions, but, you know, they felt that was the best decision, and to see him play in the NBA and make his dream come true when he was here for the All-Star break, I said, your dream's coming true. He says, Coach, man, it's unbelievable. My dreams are coming true, and so that puts a big smile on our face and their family. It's awesome.
So do you typically play an advisor role, because you might have a couple more players?
Sometimes I think it's just one of those things, just to communicate like where they're at, what you know, feedback you get when you put your name in. You get feedback from the NBA, and you just take them through the process. And so, you know, like anything, most of the time it's a family decision. And you're just there to give input on where you stand on college and in pros.
Looking at film from the Cal game versus looking at film from the Stanford game, what were the differences?
I thought the ball movement against Cal was, it was really good later in the end of the first half, you know, and you made some shots. We got some better open shots. Amir got hot. You know, Raekwon got it in transition. J-Mac had 5 assists early. You know, the ball was popping. And it all started with our defense. I felt like our defense at Stanford, there was too many holes in it. I didn't feel like it was as good as it needed to be against them. I thought that was the biggest difference, because sometimes your best offense comes out of your defense. And we were able to get in rhythm, get in transition. And when we got in transition, we made some open shots. And it sounds so simple, but it's really true. You know, you're always going back and seeing how many, you know, do we get good shots? Do we get bad shots? I felt like against Stanford, we took a lot of one-on-one contested shots late, and you're never going to shoot good percentages with that.
Hey, how is the defense different with Isaiah on the wing as opposed to the
other? It's different. You know, Isaiah he's so disciplined on certain things. And so when we say, you know, in the defense for the forward, it's a different responsibility. And he takes it. He takes a lot of pride on that. And we also become really big. You know, when you have Sammy and him in the game, Jaden, you're big along the front line. You've got good rim protection. And you know, Sammy knows the defense so well that he knows how to get to the corner. He knows some of the reads, where some of the younger guys, you know, sometimes there's some delays there. That came out of the Stanford game, because we couldn't play Hamir and we couldn't play Nate. I think that's another thing. I think the importance of a guy like Hamir Wright, a lot of people were down on him at the beginning of the year. He's shooting over 40% in the Pac-12. And I think having that stretch four, someone who can space the floor and still give you size on the defensive end, is huge. Him making those early shots, I thought, was huge for us.
You see guys through their careers like Sam who get to the finish line and you just – light bulb comes on, they do all these heroic things in like their last 2 or 3 home games.
Sammy is a guy, obviously loyal, stayed with us when he could have left, won a lot of games for us. I can always remember the Kansas game and, you know, the celebration and what he did, you know, helping us win there, helped us win a lot of games that year at USC that year, had a reverse dunk. He had so many great moments. Last year, I can remember going into the UCLA game, and Coach Dollard worked on him on taking this charge because this certain player was going to go this certain way and read it, and Sandy got it, and the place just boomed. Like, it was like a nuclear bomb went off in that arena. And, you know, seeing him right now, the around-the-back pass and playing with a lot of confidence and getting the opportunity, I think that's a big part of it. You know, he's gotten an opportunity now. We're the coaching staff. We believe that we can play two bigs together, and Isaiah out there, and you've seen some results there. And Sammy's a guy who just needs that confidence that sometimes a player like myself, I would always do what a little bit. But once you see that consistency and that spark like you're seeing now, it only helps us, gets the crowd involved, and it brings positive energy in the building for sure. Fan favorite, right?
How important is it for a program to have, going back to players like Joel, Noel, and also having Sam, complete different guys that may be one and done, but guys who could stay 4 years. How important is that for a program?
I think it's important to have guys that, you know, it's all our guys. It's all about the team. That's the thing that makes Sammy special. Sacrifice for the team. What does the team need? Even if it might be less minutes for him and more minutes for somebody else, he's always been team, team, team. And when you have, you know, when you want to have greatness in a program, you got to play for something greater than yourself. Sammy doesn't necessarily, like, he actually not only does it, but actually believes in it. And then his actions show that, and makes him a great leader, makes him a great representative of what we do. And it's a guy who also pushes the culture forward in terms of the way it should be done with the winning teams. And he's been incredible for us.
How's Marcus changed or improved since you burned his red shirt to now?
That's a good question. I think the biggest thing is a basketball sense, I think it's now he's got so many game reps that what's a good shot and what's a bad shot. I think when young players play and the pressure starts to come, you end up going into high school mode, which you end up doing what? Mm-hmm. I'm going to go make the play. I think he showed a lot of poise. He's understanding what a good shot and a bad shot for this team is. He's shooting exceptionally from the three-point line. And sometimes he'll force it a little bit, but his ability to score at the end of shot clock, I think, is really good for us. He's improved defensively, and he knows our offense better. You know, when you have – it's funny, we talked about the year before with our guys. I could not run a play that we have in our playbook. I didn't run it for like a month and a half, and we're in a game, and I'm like, you know, whatever, I'll make up a name, like box curl. And those guys get right into it, and they run it. With young guys, you could draw something up and go there, and they'd be like, where am I supposed to be? And so the simplification becomes different, right? There's less you can run, but you have to run those better, and Marcus has really improved on that. And so, you know, and that's only you can get from experience. So I've seen a lot of improvement there, and, you know, still has a long way to go, but really, really proud of him.
What do you guys need to do better against the Cougs this time, defensively?
You got to find CJ Ellaby. I don't think he's one of the best players in the league, local kid. He's had some great games against us last year. He had 28 here or 26. He had a big game against us down there. We've got to do a better job. You know, scorers are always going to score their points. You just got to make sure that they shoot less percentages. And, you know, they did a good job on the glass. We got to rebound better. And those guys went really hard to the glass, got some extra baskets. And so, you know, it'll be a great test. You know, they're a good team. Kyle Smith has done an incredible job. It's been great for our league, which I'm so proud of, you know, saying that I coach in the Pac-12, seeing what the league is doing nationally. And, you know, wish we were having a better year to be able to produce that as well going into those things. But, you know, Kyle's done a great job. It makes for a great college basketball because without great rivalries, you know, that's what makes college sports so special, and it should be a great game.
You mentioned rebounding. Rebounding numbers have been better lately. What do you see as been making the difference for you guys in that area?
Focus, you know, practice, understanding now. It goes back to, like, rebounding. We in zone, you rebound areas, and so just like you have to know your area here, shot goes up, you have to defend your area, and that's where youth sometimes you stand, you watch, you don't react and play. There was one coach who said, when you think, your feet get slower, you know, and so now they're starting it with the reps and they're playing in comfort. They start to do what? You start to just react rather than, oh, what am I? Oh, okay. You start doing it, and that's what you're seeing more of.
Mike, when a team gets on a losing skid like you guys were on until Saturday, it's easy to become uncompetitive.
Yeah.
I think why has that not been the case with your team? Because outside maybe Colorado, you guys have been in seemingly every game up until, you know, with that one exception.
I think, you know, like anything, you know, you just surround yourself with great people. I got a great staff and that work with these guys on a day in basis. I think it also goes back to the character of your guys. You know, you guys are going to talk to Sammy and, you know, Isaiah, you know, people that are, you know, Sammy's used to winning, you know, you're competitive. The guys want to win. And so that's never been the case. We've been in every game that we've played. We're going to fight till the end. But that's, I think the staff has done a great job. I think the leadership in the locker room has done a great job. Upperclassmen, those types of things are what matters. And it shows a lot about the character of the kids.
Last one, guys.
We've always asked players, you know, give us the best Mike Hopkins story.
Yeah.
Can you give us your best Sam Timmons story?
I tell you, the one I'll always remember is we were playing at USC. It was our first Pac-12 game. And his father was here. And he went through it, and it was one of those games that was like magical because we didn't. I mean, we got this team. We don't, you know, we're playing our first Pac-12 game. They're good, and we go in there, and it's just this. You know, the ball's moving. We're getting inside, and Sammy gets a pass on the baseline. He just goes up and reverse dunks it, like just like a reverse, not like a normal, like a, you know, boom. And I remember we went to a restaurant after. And everybody was like, damn, what the hell got into you? That was unbelievable. And Sammy goes, I bet my dad I was going to do it. True or false? I told my dad I was going to do it.
He asked for one.
And so, you know, those are the things. You know, like, listen, you know, there's so many games that you go on. And, you know, I was an ex-player. I never really you know, I never really thought about the games. I just thought about my experiences, you know, like at a restaurant with your guys or in the locker room or, you know, doing something stupid. It was never the games. It was the experience of being with a band of brothers trying to do something special, you know. And Sammy's been as special as anybody we've had in the program, and proud to call him our own.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.